Now, looking at the run-up for Hillary Clinton, and you've drawn attention to this quote in an article you've written recently. The former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, said there is a special place in hell for women who don't help each other. This was sort of directed or seen to be directed at women who aren't really coming out in support of Hillary Clinton. What was your reaction to that one?
Look, I think that I'm really against the idea that you should actually try and punish women because they don't support other women. I think that that's actually a silly way of going about it. And what she did was she antagonized a whole lot of other, of younger women who felt that she was passing judgment on their sense of judgment.
Mm.
I think the issue with Hillary Clinton is quite complicated. Yes, she's the only woman candidate, and yes, it would be good to have a woman in as the President of the United States. It's a very powerful position. But there are other issues about the presidency, and there's quite a lot of interesting reaction against Hillary Clinton, partly because she's been around for a very long time, and you can dig through her history and find all sorts of things which offend people, like her support for invading Iraq, like some of the things she did when she was a secretary, like some of the things she supported when she was the wife of the president. When you've been around and active and in the public eye for so long, you're very vulnerable to people picking out pieces of your past that might actually show against you. But interestingly, what's actually showing up against her is her opponent, who's the most unlikely person you would think to be actually leading. He's a 74-year-old Jewish atheist socialist. Now, from what anybody knows about American presidencies, being a socialist is bad enough. And the other one, characteristics are not the sorts of things which are likely to attract a widespread support. And yet, in many areas, and particularly this last week, he beat her in Wisconsin, and now there's a question about who wins New York. And that's going to be a really interesting one, because they both have track records in the state of New York, and it's going to show that up. But what Bernie Sanders is actually beating her on is ideas. He's seen as a progressive, a change person, somebody who's against the Wall Street more or less conspiracy, big business and various other things there, who's seen as pushing the political agenda on feminism and a lot of other progressive issues to the left.
Mm.
Hillary is seen as the establishment person. There's, you know, the one that's being backed by Wall Street, by people like Madeleine Albright, who's hardly a very radical political figure, and others who are sort of saying, well, you know, Hillary would be very good because she's in the middle and she's stable and she knows what she's doing. At the same time, a lot of people are saying, we're sick of that stuff. We don't want to have be preached at about the current situation. We want something that's got some vision in it. In a funny way, it's almost the other side, but not dissimilar to what people are voting for with Trump.
Mm.
They want some sort of view of change, of making America a better place than it is, and they're not getting it from Hillary, and they are getting it from Bernie Sanders. So he's surprisingly winning enough delegates to be awkward. I mean, it's doubtful whether he'll beat her, but it just raises lots of issues about how we judge politicians and what voters are looking for, which I think some people here could actually notice, that the ones that are being boringly establishment, regardless of their party, nobody really wants to vote for.
Mm. Well, I mean, this is the most powerful position, or seen as the most powerful position in the most powerful nation on earth. If Hillary Clinton was to become the very first female president of the United States, is this the last glass ceiling broken? Is this the message that Hillary and her team have been trying to send?
Joke, Joyce. No, we've been putting small cracks in glass ceilings for the last 30 years. And basically, we've cracked very few. If you take a look at women in leadership positions, they're still very sparse.
Mm.
You know, England had Maggie Thatcher many, many years ago. They haven't had another one since. You know, if you look at Australia, you know, we had a Carmen Lawrence in Western Australia, no further women in that top position there. We had Joan Kerner in Victoria, no further women there. Yes, we've had one in Tasmania, and we've actually had two in Queensland and the ACT. But the record of women getting into top positions, into strong leadership positions, doesn't seem to be affected by the fact you get one through. So I think anybody who assumes that putting Hillary into that top position is going to immediately sort of open up a whole lot of feminist options or options for women more generally actually don't know their history and can't work out the fact that women who are leaders are still seen as sus. And I think that one of the things that worries me is if she does get up as the Democrat candidate, and maybe Cruz gets up, or even Trump gets up as the, you know, the Republican one, that some Democrats might refuse to vote for her because there's such a level of anger about some of the things she's seen to do. So in America, voting is not compulsory.
Mm.
So if people don't vote, it might actually increase the Republican vote if the Republicans manage to get people out with more enthusiasm. So there's a real problem for the Democrats in having a candidate which is somebody who's quite unpopular in a whole lot of circles that normally you would assume would go for somebody like Hillary Clinton, because she is seen in some circles as somebody who is a good change agent.
Mm.
But unfortunately, she's got a track record of not being so good in other areas. And I think it gets back to the issue. I mean, gender is really important, but cultural change is important.
Well,
and voting in men that women who just behave in a sort of more or less masculine manner doesn't change things.
Mm. You mentioned there a sort of knowing your history, and I guess even in recent history, we've seen Barack Obama was originally heralded as if electing a black president was going to sort of solve all the race issues in the United States. You know, people are looking at that one and going, well, probably electing a female president isn't exactly going to solve all the issues of gender in the United States either. So it is a little bit of a difficult situation that they face coming right off the back of Barack Obama's presidency.
Yes, because I mean, I think Barack Obama has tried, but he's also found himself in a difficult position of, if he backed something because they were black, was he going to be accused of having a prejudice against whites, etc.? And you would find the same thing with Hillary in that sort of position. And in the past, she hasn't been very strong sometimes when she could have dug in further on some of those sorts of issues when she wasn't in a position of power.
Mm.
And, I mean, we've got to recognise, you know, who was it who said power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, that when you get into those top positions, you're caught up very much in the institutional barriers. And you only get there if you're not going to be too stirry, because if you're too stirry, you know, they were people who don't put you into top positions in most cases, because the Conservatives are much better at trying to preserve the status quo. So I just think we've got to be reasonably sceptical and balanced about assuming that the gender in this particular case would make much of a difference.
Mm.
I still think she'd make a much better, obviously make a much better president than Trump or Cruz. But that's not because she's a woman.
Certainly. Eva, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time on this one. It is an interesting one to see how it is developed, and interesting to see who eventually comes away with the nominations, how that all goes. Do appreciate your time.
Thank you, and will actually be really interesting to see what happens next November and who gets the vote.
That's absolutely
going to be the crucial one.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.